Sisters, what a young lady singing, huh? Yeah! Nice! Good job! Oh, my. I mean, she almost took a little thunder from the preacher just a little bit there. Huh? Oh, my. You got like the crowd. All right! Hey! Happy Easter! Good to see you! Day. Man, let's walk through it a little bit. We're going to look through real quick. I got a lot of verses to get through, but let's take a look at this journey of the resurrection day. Larry, I'm ready if you are, sir. He is what?
Risen.
Risen. All right, Larry, here we go. All right, 20th chapter of John, 31 verses. I'm going to read them fairly fast. I know y'all got places to go and things to do. But hang in with me for a little bit. You're going to enjoy this journey. And on the first day of the week, which is what? Sunday. Cometh Mary Magdalene early, while it was yet dark, unto the tomb. And she sees the stone taken away from the tomb. Now let me tell you something. We got some pretty big guys in this room. All of y'all put together couldn't have rolled this stone away, but this stone had been rolled away. She runneth therefore and cometh to Simon Peter and the other disciple whom Jesus loved. The other disciple whom Jesus loved was John. John wrote this. One place in the Bible you'll see this, but John was there. And to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, saith unto them, they have taken away the Lord out of the tomb. They stole the body of Jesus. And we know not where they laid him. All right, Larry, here we go. Peter, therefore, went forth, and the other disciple, and they went toward the tomb. And they ran both together, and the other disciple outran Peter. Peter may be able to walk on the water, but he can't run worth enough. And came first to the tomb, and stooping and looking in, now this is John now, and seeth the linen clothes lying, yet entered he not in. Now, John just takes a peek in, doesn't see Jesus, clothes are right there in the place. Alright, here we go, Larry. Simon Peter therefore also cometh, following him, and entered into the tomb. Now here's Peter. He finally gets there, pushes John out of the way. John's afraid to go in. Now Peter, he just goes right on in the tomb to see what's going on. He wants to see for himself. And he beholdeth the linen clothes lying, and the napkin that was upon his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but rolled up in a place by itself. Why is all this important? Now, any of you, I don't know what you sleep in, ain't none of my business. I'm not going to ask you. But when you get up in the morning and you take off your pajamas or whatever and put on your clothes, those pajamas don't lay in the bed where you got up. Well, if they do, don't let me know. Now, the body goes in the tomb physical. But Jesus is going to come out of there spiritually. New spiritual body. And yet he'll take the time to take off his head, fold it up. But their clothes lay right there, but it just slips right out of the clothes. You see why that's important? He goes into the tomb with an old body. He comes out with a new body. Give the Lord a hand of applause. As for yet, they knew not the scripture that he must rise from the dead. So the disciples went away into their own home. But Mary was standing without at the tomb weeping. Now Mary wasn't as fast as the guys. The guys have been there, they've been in the tomb, They saw everything. They left. Finally, Mary gets there. Okay? That's what the picture I want you to see. She can't run like these guys. So finally, she gets there. But Mary was standing without at the tomb, weeping, crying. So as she wept, she stooped and looked into the tomb, crying, emotional. Listen to the tomb. All right, Larry. And she beholded two angels in white sitting, one at the head, one at the feet, where the body of Jesus had laid. And they said unto her, listen to this closely, woman, why are you crying? And she says unto them, because they have taken away my Lord. You see that? And I know not where they have laid him. Can you imagine if you went to a grave site where you had buried somebody and someone had dug up that grave, took that casket, and you didn't know, maybe it was your mother, maybe it was your father, maybe it was a child you had, and you don't know who did it and why, you think you'd be crying? This means yes. That's right. Exactly. All right, Larry. And she had thus said, she turned herself back, and beholdeth Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. And people have said, how in the world did she not know that it was Jesus? Now listen to me closely. Every eye on me. Here. Every eye on me. How did she not know that that was Jesus? Because it's a new body. It's a spiritual body. I'm not going to have this body in heaven. Thank God. You wouldn't mind taking the suit with me, but I don't have any for me for the next day. I'm not going to look this way in heaven, nor do I want to look this way in heaven, because this way is tired and wore out. There, I won't be. So let's don't judge this woman. You with me? You learning something here? Understand, she's not seeing the Jesus she knew. But in a moment, let's see what happens. And when she had thus turned herself and behold Jesus standing, and she knew not it was Jesus, Jesus said unto her, woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She supposing him to be the gardener. Said unto him, sir, if thou hast borne him, if you've moved him, hence tell me where you laid him, so I can go to him. All right, Larry. And Jesus said unto her, what? What's it say of her? How do you call her by what? Her name. He said, Mary. Now. Look what happens. And she turneth herself and saith unto him in Hebrew, Rabbana, which is to say, teacher, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He called her by name. And let me tell you something. When you get into heaven, whatever spiritual body you're going to have, you want to be called by name. And you want to be said, Roger, welcome home, thy good and faithful servant. And I don't care what your first name is, you want to hear that name. You don't want to hear, Roger, depart from me, I never knew you. You want to hear, Roger, welcome home. He said, Mary, Mary. And she says, teacher, Jesus, master. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Verse 17, it's been one of the most debated pieces of scripture in a long time. Because it looks as if Jesus is being almost rude to Mary. Follow this with me. Jesus said unto her, the King James says, touch me not. Actually, what it's saying is, do not hug me. If you knew of somebody that you thought was dead, and all of a sudden you ran into them and they were alive, what would you want to do? Hug! 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 Wouldn't you? He says, touch me not, for I am not yet ascended unto the Father. But go to my brethren and say to them, I ascend unto the Father and your Father and my God and your God. Over probably 35, 40 years ago, I sat in a circle with about seven other ministers, and we debated this for about an hour. And here was a conclusion that I come up with, and most of them come up with. Jesus has a new what?
Body.
You can hug me. We're hugging. If she went to hug Jesus, she might have just not hugged nothing. What kind of body is it? Spiritual body. Jesus is like, ain't no reason hugging me. I'm not in that old body anymore. Not to be disrespectful to her, not because she wanted to hold Jesus, but Jesus is in because you're going to see here in a minute. He just bounces around, shows up in places, goes through doors, and everywhere else because he's not in the flesh no more. He's risen from the dead. Mary's still in an old, condemned body. He's in a new body. Amen. They don't mix. You get the picture? Give the Lord a hand of applause. All right, there we go. Listen closely. Mary Magdalene cometh and tells the disciples, I have seen the Lord. And that he had said these things to her. When therefore it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, Sunday, and when the doors were shut where the disciples were for the fear of the Jews, remember, the body's gone. The Jews are scared. What's going to happen? And they'll all be hunting down these people. The door is shut where the disciples were for the fear of the Jews. Jesus came and stood in the midst and said unto them, hello. Doesn't say here he opened the door, did it? Does it say he opened the door? He don't have to open the door. He can show up wherever he wants to. He decided to join the party. You get the picture? Shows up in a spiritual body. Don't have to open no doors. Don't do anything. Now, let me jump real quick, though I'm not going to throw it up on the screen. People talk about the book of Revelations all the time. You're in that thousand year millennium. And how we as the Christian people are coming back with Jesus for the second coming. And there at that battle of Armageddon, and how Jesus is going to put this world back together and defeat everything there. And we're coming back in a what kind of a body? A new body. And people wonder how we're going to rule during that thousand year reign. I've been asked that 100 times. How can we do that over the whole globe? Well, if Jesus can do it in a spiritual body, so can you. I can go from Florida to Texas in a blink of an eye. I can go to Russia in a blink of an eye. Because I'm now not in some old flesh, worn out, good for nothing body. At that time, I will have a new body. And buddy, it'll fly. It'll go. It'll do whatever I need it to do. Because Jesus said, you will have a new body.
Amen.
Wow! Give the Lord a hand of applause in that. All right, Larry, here we go. And when he had said this, he showed unto them his hands and his side. And the disciples therefore were glad. And when they saw Jesus, now why did he do that? Some of them had not seen him. He's going around to look at my hands. Now again, they're spiritual hands, but again, they see. Why? Holes there. In the feet, holes there. Did it for a reason. So that they would know this was Jesus. But in a moment, we're going to have a doubter among the group. You know, there's always one. Jesus therefore said unto them, peace be unto you, as the Father has sent me, even so I send you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and saith unto them, receive the Holy Spirit. Now this is not the same, listen to me closely, this is not the same as in Acts. All Jesus is doing is until we get to the Holy Spirit time in Acts, is he saying, here's my power till you receive the real power. Alright, Larry, here we go. And whosoever sins you forgive, they are forgiven unto them. And whosoever sins you retain, they are retained. Simply just saying this. Go out, do my work. Speak on my behalf. Same as what I'm doing now. I'm speaking on the behalf of Jesus. I've been given the commission because of my calling to tell you that Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive. Same mission that these people were given. I was called, given the strength to do it, the strength to stand here before you, although I should be dead. But Jesus keeps me alive for one thing, so that I keep telling you, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No other person will you ever come or be able to see the gates of heaven unless you come through the name of Jesus, period. Give the Lord a hand of applause. But Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. All right, Larry. The other disciples therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. And he says unto them, except I shall see in his hands the prints of his nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not be leave. Wow. I don't care what you say. I don't care. I wasn't here. I didn't see this. Jesus is dead. See what Jesus does. All right, Larry. And then saith he to Thomas, after he came back, reach hither thy finger and see my hands. And reach hither thy hand and put it into my side. And be not faithless, but believe him. He shows back up and he says, Thomas, look at my hands. Look at my side. Now, again, you're saying, well, I thought this was a spiritual body. It is. But Jesus is just saying, you see. I want you to see. To look, I want you to know that I am the Jesus that you love. And look what he said, my Lord and my God. Now I want you to see here what Jesus says, because out of all this that I have read, we're getting to the most important part. This is because, all right, Larry. Jesus said unto him, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they. You see this with me? Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. Who is all that? Who's it? Who is it?
Us.
It's every one of you in this room. He said, Thomas, I'm thankful that you believe. But he said there are going to be people that's coming in this world throughout the next long, long time. And blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. Neither one but I have not seen the hands of Jesus. Have you? I've not seen the side. I talk to Jesus every day. I'm not, but one day, I'm going to see Jesus. When he welcomes me home, that's what this means by blessed. Either you're going to be blessed to see heaven, or you're going to be cursed to hell. And it's all on how you think and believe about Jesus Christ. That's about as simple as I know how to put it. That's just the way it is. I'm not going to sugarcoat it, because Jesus is going to hold me responsible for what I say. Jesus is the only way. Many signs, therefore, did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. All right, Larry, let's finish up. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. I don't know if you have a Bible at home, or you've got a Bible at home, when the last time you've even opened it up, read one. But I believe with all of my heart that we are in what we call, as Christian people, according to biblical times, in the last days. And that simply means this: everything has been fulfilled that God's Word said would be fulfilled before Jesus would call his people home. And that's not the second coming of Jesus, okay? That comes at a later point. But at a time when he is going to call his people home. Paul calls it in the blink of an eye. We're going to be called home, and we're going to meet Jesus in the air. What do we call it? Huh? What? The rapture. That's right. That's different from the second coming. The second coming is when Jesus comes to earth. Jesus will not step foot on this earth at that point. The trumpet's going to sound, and we're going to leave this world all together, the dead in Christ first, and then all of us will be joined in together, gathered together, and there we go to be with Jesus. For this 7 years that we're celebrating, all hell's going to take place down here. And if you think you live in hell now, you haven't seen nothing to what it's going to be like during that time. You do not want to be left behind, period. You don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. I hope what I say today haunts you until the day you make it public. A lot of people have told me, well, I believe in Jesus, but I don't, this church thing, I don't know about all that. And hey, let me tell you something. There's 1,000 churches on this planet. Just, I mean, not on this planet, just in this state alone. Tens of thousands across this planet. If one's made you mad, go find another one. As long as they're preaching Jesus. Now, if they're not preaching Jesus, don't go on the property. Because it's just useless for you to go. But if they're preaching Jesus, then go there. This is not a perfect place, but it's a good place. If you're looking for a perfect place, you might as well just stay home, because there aren't perfect places. But Jesus said, you need to come to church. You need to assemble yourselves together. This is where we come to love each other, to respect each other, to praise the name of Jesus, and to get ready. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. We're thankful that you're here. We love you for being here. If you don't have a good church home, we'd love to have you here. I preach the gospel as simple as I know how to do it, as strong as I know how to do it, with what time I've got left. I've been here 32 years. So many people have been listening to me for 32 years. Why? Don't go hard, Mike. Martin, whatever your name is. And I don't know how long I'm going to live. I don't know how long. I mean, I'm going to stay here until I die. But I can die tomorrow. I don't know. But here, I'm telling you this. You need to know Jesus. You need to get in his church. And you need to be serving him. Because he loves you with all of his heart. He went through the worst of the worst of the worst for 6 hours on the cross. With nails this big in his feet, in his hands. And there they mocked him and made fun of him, put the awfulest crown you ever seen on his head. And he sat there for 6 hours because he loved you. No one made him go to that. No one could make him go to that cross. He went to that cross because he loved you, period. Amen. every head is bowed, all of them in the highest glory. Oh, Father, in the precious and holy name of Jesus. Father, we love you today. We are so thankful for the men and women and children that are here. Oh, Father, how I wish from a pastor's heart it could be this full every Sunday. But Father, we're so thankful they're here today. Father, we pray that you'll bless this invitation. Who knows, Father, this could be the last invitation given across this book. But it's time. Today is the day of salvation. If you need a quiet time at this altar, we're going to invite you to come. Nobody will bother you. Take as long as you want. If you're looking for a good church home, we'd love to have you just come to Brother Roger. We're going to come bring our membership here. We're just going to let you fill out a card and welcome you and let you know that you are family. And you are welcome in the life of our church. But most of all, this is the day of salvation. Don't be in a hurry to get out of here. Don't have your mind wandering on anything other than the fact that Jesus is calling you today. Today. This is your moment.